Money is completely, just like everything, energy. It's an idea, it's a concept, and it comes into your life and displays itself in your life the way that you think it does and the way that you think you are deserving of and able to have.
What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, your raw, unfiltered, and unapologetic source for all things manifestation related. I'm Roxy Lee, and for the last decade, I have been researching and developing my signature 360 method, which combines behavioral science, quantum physics, and the law of attraction to help you manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Visit RoxyTalks.com for more info. Now, let's get into it.
What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to another episode of Roxy Talks, where we talks manifestation and creating the life that we want, and not just creating, because we're not necessarily creating, but we are co-creating. I heard that word in my head. I've been listening to a lot of Esther Hicks lately. We're also choosing, selecting, we're molding. We're kind of like building a collage off of pieces and bits and ideas and notions of life and what we want and what we think we can have and what we think we're good enough for and what we think is out there and what we think life is period, in general. We're making life, we're building a collage out of that, and that's what we're living, is this like collage mishmash pish posh of notions that we've picked up along the way, things that we've experienced, feelings we've had, things we've wanted to experience again, things we didn't want to experience, things we've seen other people experiencing, and things that, you know, we've wanted to experience that we haven't gotten to have. And sometimes it's, you know, a lot of the opposite things that we've had a lot of, we want to experience really bad, the opposite of what we've known for so long and what we've had for so long. And trust me when I say I get it. I feel you. If you're listening, and I don't want to use the struggle word, but if you're on that bus and it just feels like you've lived enough of what you don't like and you really just want to live more of what you do like, I've been there. I know the feeling, and I work every single day to not feel that way myself. So I get it. I'm right there with you. I always say that. I mean it 100%. I am doing all of these things every single day. My goal is to practice what I preach, because if I don't, then I'm not living the life that I want to live. So when I'm 360ing, when I'm talking 360, when I say 360, I mean it, because it's real. It is every inch of my life, every single day. I'm doing it. And if I'm not doing it, I'm aware I'm not doing it at the very least. And I'm in that moment, choosing a reality where maybe what I want isn't going to line up as fast as I might want it to, because I'm spending too much of my attention and focus looking at stuff that I don't want to see or experience, and being almost mesmerized and hypnotized by it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm seeing like a flame dancing and just capturing your attention. You know that feeling when you're like unable to look away from something, and you just can't stop staring at something. You're staring off into the distance, and part of you is like, bitch, do move, do something. And you're like, I must not look away. Like, you like can't tear your gaze away. Like, I feel like our doubts and worries, fears, insecurities, I've called them fearies before. It's a cute little name. The fire fairies. Oh my God. It's like a little fairy. She's just like dancing and mesmerizing us. and we can't look away and we're enthralled by it. And it's like, oh, like what's going to happen next, even though we know damn well what's going to happen next. We've been living it our whole lives, but we can't look away. That analogy, that's a new one that just came through. There's, I don't know why the fascination of fear and using fear, not fear. Oh my God. No. Fire. Fire. The idea of using fire to meditate keeps popping up into my awareness. Like I didn't even know it was a thing until a couple weeks ago. And now I've heard about it several times, including today. And I just had a fire. Oh my gosh. It's the intro to the podcast. That's what's playing in my mind. That's the image I'm seeing is like, if you're watching the podcast, you know exactly what I'm talking about because you literally just watched it probably about 3 minutes and 22 seconds ago. So in the beginning of this podcast, I'm like staring at the fire and watching it, you know, do its thing. And that is what's kind of going through my mind right now. And I'm very, you know, into listening to the imagery that pops through because I know that that's one way that the higher connection or whatever is out there speaks to me. So that idea of being hypnotized by fire and meditating with fire keeps popping up in my reality. So completely unrelated to the – maybe not. Actually, no. Let's not even say it's unrelated to the podcast. Maybe this is something that we should all do. I'm going to meditate with fire and try that out. If you would like to also, please hit me up on my forum, roxytalks.com/forum. And I'm going to start a new thread about meditations and experiences in meditation. And please let me know if you decide to experiment with meditating with fire. Hold on. That sounds insane. You stare at a flame. You don't, don't touch it or anything like that. Be very safe, please. Meditating by staring at a flame. If you try that or you've done it before, please come to the website and share your experience. I want to know how it works for you. So I'm going to do my little homework and look into this meditating by fire, flame, light, and get back to you. And you, I hopefully will do the same and we can share our experience together. So anyways, I came to talk about money and the subject of fire came up and, you know, let's see if it comes back around. Let's see if it brings it together because that's interesting to me. But I wanted to talk about money today and really the concept of money and the fact that money is concept. You know, we tend to think of money as pieces of paper or, you know, numbers in an account, pixels on a screen. But, you know, even the value of our worth. but really, you know, money is a concept and it's represented in the physical form by paper money sometimes and by things and objects. But money is completely, just like everything, energy. It's an idea, it's a concept, and it comes into your life and displays itself in your life the way that you think it does and the way that you think you are deserving of and able to have. So one of the reasons I wanted to talk about money today is because this episode is being sponsored officially. There's an official sponsor for this episode, and it's my brand new album. Watch the podcast episode for a treat. I'm doing like magic, okay? If my hand can do the right, what? There we go. It's a mirror. My brand new album, Rolling in Dough. Available at my website, roxytalks.com, and streaming on all platforms. It is a affirmation album geared towards feeling abundant and moving your body and connecting with the music. And it's produced by my very good friend Malachi, who produces all of our affirmation and meditation music. But more importantly, he produces my music that I sing on. And this is not singing, but the music that he made for it is like more musical tracks. So it's not like the typical affirmation track of, you know, like the meditation style, put you to sleep. It's more of a like dancey track. In fact, I'm going to play one in this episode. You know what? Because I can, and I'm going to, and there's some affirmations for you. So you got affirmations included in this episode. And then if you want to hear more, head to my website, roxytalks.com, or stream it on iTunes and Apple Music and Spotify and all those other places. Thanks for sponsoring this episode, Roxy Talks. All right. So money, the concept of money, what is it? Money is a physical representation of your perceived value in the world, to the world, within the world. It's an idea of what you are allowed to have. It has the possibility and the capability of separating us, dividing us amongst humanity, of placing ourselves or others on pedestals. It's the amount of safety and security that we allow ourselves. There's a lot that goes into it, right? And it's more than just the money in your account. It's your belief about what comes to you, how much you can have, how you can get it, what garners money for you, what's allowed to be done in order to get it, how you get it, how people get it, how you keep it, if you should spend it, if you should save it, if either of those things matter. You know, it just, there's so much that goes into it, obviously coming from our family, but also working in with our self-esteem and our idea of worth and all of the experiences that we've lived throughout the world and all the stories we've heard from other people. So money is just so many things. And there's a lot of ideas and notions and implications that are tied up in money that I don't think a lot of people are aware of or understand that they're operating under the assumption of as they're going about their day. And if you think about how much is tied up into money, you know, when you're driving to work, why are you driving to work? Because you got to go trade 8 hours of your time for a measly paycheck, maybe. I'm just making some stuff up, not projecting any ideas or saying this should be you or anything, or that it's bad, even if it is. It's not, it just is if it is. So driving to work on its own has implications that imply you're not in control of your life. I'm assuming, right? I'm just assuming. Let's just say that you don't want to be at your job, or maybe it's just, you know, it's not the right job. It's not nothing bad about it, but it's just not what you'd rather be doing. Maybe it's not your dream. Either way, my point is that for the most part, if you're driving to a job, you're probably not fully in control of your money story, because I think for the most part, again, not to make any assumptions, I think for the most part, most people, if they had all the money that they needed to do anything, going to a job would not really be one of those things that they would pick to do. So maybe in, you know, some, not all cases, but in most cases, I might say it's a generalization that just going to a job implies a lot of things of I don't have enough. I need this person to give me this. I have to follow these rules. I have to do these things in order to have money and to get them. You know, whether or not your job is good, whether or not your job is a status symbol, it you know, affords you a certain lifestyle, whatever it is, the point is that you think you need it to have your life, right? So there's that just in general. Obviously, when you're at your job, you have all those hours of time where you're either thinking that you're well paid and love what you're doing and completely rejuvenated and fulfilled in life, or you could be thinking not that, you know, to any degree of not that. And it's just going to keep manifesting, right? It's just going to keep being your reality. And it's just going to continue until maybe you decide to challenge the idea, or maybe you get a new job, or maybe you, I've had clients before, and obviously this is, everything's with love because I love all of you and thank you for trusting me with your situation. I've had clients before that their pattern is literally manifesting being the outcast and the bad guy and the asshole at their job and getting fired all the time. And you know, that was their story about having to be wrong and having to be the wrong person and having to be, you know, the aggressive or the mean person. And I've played that role. I've played that pattern a lot. So I really related to that person. I was like, listen, you're not that person. You don't have to expect that one day your coworkers are going to turn on you and they're going to push you out of your job. And I hope that person is living in the best version of their reality right now. So, and I hope you are too, person listening right now. And in fact, to help you get there, a word from our sponsor, Roxy Talks, brand new album, Rolling in Dough Affirmations. Enjoy.
I feel absolutely fantastic. My world is so opulent. My good fortune is never ending. Every day is a vacation. I can do anything I want, whenever I want. I have total freedom in my life. Fortune grows bigger and bigger every day. I am rolling in dough. I feel absolutely fantastic. My world is so opulent. Fortune is never ending. Every day is a vacation. I can do anything I want, whenever I want. I have total freedom in my life. Bigger and bigger every day. I am rolling in dough. I feel absolutely fantastic. My world is so opulent. Fortune is never ending. Every day is a vacation. I can do anything I want, whenever I want. I have total freedom in my life. My fortune grows bigger and bigger every day. I am rolling in dough.
So the way that you're thinking about yourself as an employee at a job is immediately and just by nature placing you within a ranking system and a class system and, you know, trading your time for dollars and building someone else's dream and all those other things we've been told about jobs. And this is maybe just my own story. This doesn't have to be yours. Again, please don't adopt my stories at all. Use them at your discretion to decide you want something better for yourself. But my point is that, you know, money is not just about when you're spending money. It's not just about when you're thinking about money. It's when you're paying your rent. It's when you're in your house. Are you grateful for your house? Are you worried about when rent's coming next? Do you think about the money that's left over? Do you think about how much you're going to have? And do you do that math and make sure that this bill's going to be covered? And when this comes out, if you're going to have enough here and if you have to move this money over here from this thing, do you think about those things? Or do you just know and tell yourself and make yourself instinctually trust and believe that everything's always paid, it's always paid on time, and it's always taken care of, and there's nothing to worry about? For some people, that's natural and normal. For some people, it's completely unheard of. And the idea of struggling or the idea of where money comes from, of course it comes from a job. Of course it only comes twice a month. How else am I supposed to get money? The only way I'm going to get a new car is if I get more money. That's the only way it's going to come. Shout out to that habit on one of our live streams. That was a fun experience on our live workshop, actually, at the Take Them Off the Pedestal workshop, which is available right now in the Heal and Transform bundle at my website, roxytalks.com. 10% discount for podcast listeners. The code is podcast10. Heal and Transform bundle. And that's available only on that product, by the way. So don't try to use it on something else, because then you'll be mad. You'll be like, Roxy, your coupon didn't work. But it does. But it only works on the Heal and Transform bundle. Anyways, during that workshop, we had someone, you know, talking about manifesting a new car. And they had driven this car for 20 years. And, oh, this old thing. And it does this. And I can't get a new one until I have money. I'm just trying to save up the money, but I'm always behind. And I'm like, listen, if that's the way you talk about it, you're always going to be behind. You're always going to be behind. You're always going to be behind if you're always behind. If there's never enough left over, then there's never going to be enough left over. You have to start saying there's enough now. You have to have that new car smell in your mind and in your aura and in your knowing, in your bones. You have to look into your driveway and pretend like a child that you see the car you want there, not the old one. And all of this stuff comes back to money. All of it has to do with worth and what we think we're allowed. All of it has to do with what we think we have to exchange in order to get what we want. And that's what I really want to ask you right now. Even if you have to pause this right now and think about it, what does what you truly want cost you? What is the cost of getting what you truly want? And actually, as I'm saying that, I would suggest and maybe challenge you to journal on that. And I think I'm going to too, because that's a really great question. And unlocking blocks and antiquated ideas and limiting beliefs that you don't need to think anymore can be as simple as just being asked the right question and going down that road. So I invite you to use that as a journaling prompt. Just, you know, pause this for a few minutes and just kind of write down what comes to mind, and, you know, until you don't feel like writing anymore, and just look at what that is and question it and ask, do I need to believe this? Is this really true? Like, is this an actual factual, is actual and factual, a little TLC shout out, or is this just something I've been telling myself? I heard it sometime. I saw my parents go through it. I saw this person go through it. I feared it would happen. I saw it on a movie, whatever. And now I'm just living out the story of it. Analyze it and just use it as data, because really we're just carrying around these ideas and then life is being built off of it. You can really choose to think anything and your life will begin to represent it as soon as that beacon and that idea is steady. When you send out a steady beam of this is my truth now, no matter what, and when I start to waver, the wavering reminds me to stand strong in it, and I stand even stronger in those moments and say again, this is my truth now. Money just comes. Money just is. I already have it. I am money. I heard that in a meditation the other day. It's like, I am energy. I am money. Money is my story. This is my reality. It's doing what I say. Jeff Bezos, your money is mine. Elon Musk, your money is mine. Thanks. I appreciate it, you know? And so I don't have to worry, because I have all the money in the world at my fingertips. I can utilize it however I want. It's always there. It's always taken care of. I am the money. So if I say it's there, then it is there. And it has to be, because it's what I say. And I keep practicing and keep doing that, and then keep catching myself when I say the opposite. Shout out 360 method. You know, that's my personal approach. And, that's how I live my life. That's how I coach my clients into living their life. 360 method. I live by it. I swear by it. More information at roxytalks.com. Official program coming very soon. So understand that money is more about who you are as a person, who you think you are, what you think you get, what you're worried about, what you're afraid of. I think the most common money question I get is, how can I manifest money quick? How can I manifest money really fast? Like, that's the thing that I see the most. And it's like, my answer always is, if you need money, that's the problem. And if you need money, then the fastest way to get it is to stop needing it. And I don't mean that, you know, your rent is irrelevant or your bills are irrelevant. I'm just saying, as long as you keep thinking that you need money and that it's away from you and you have to do all these things and it's X, Y, and Z and you can't have it because blah, 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 then that's going to remain your truth. But if all your bills are always paid and everything's taken care of and you never really worry about it. You never really think about money and it's always there when you need it and it's always more than you need and it just comes because you do what you love and the more you do what you love, the more you have access to you and you actually have access to all of it at all times. So you might as well just do what you love all the time because it's always there and you always have it and it's always ready for you and it's growing every day and you can have anything you want and everything, blah, blah, blah. Who cares, right? That idea, those kind of rampages or affirmations are where you want to go towards because why not? If you're having issues with manifesting money, then I would bet my bottom dollar that you're doing a lot more of the previous rampage I went on versus the latter. So the former versus the latter, you get me, right? So anyways, start adopting these notions, start expanding what you think money is and how you get it and what you're capable of. Download my money affirmations and put it on repeat, listen to it all the time and ingrain yourself with those notions and think of yourself like that. I have a quote that one of my clients said and he's like, I've just been walking around like my ideal self. I'm like, yes, you're doing it. You're doing it and amazing things are happening. And that's it. You be your ideal self now so that you can be your ideal self now, right? Why wait? What are you waiting for? The fuck are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Jennifer Love Hewitt wants to know. Okay, so money is you and you're wonderful and you're abundant and you're blessed and you're worthy and you're amazing and you're plentiful and you're amazing. And I already said that, but who cares? Because you're amazing times 12, okay? And you're wonderful and money keeps coming to you and it's going to keep coming to you and everything's always paid on time and you never have to worry and everything's always taken care of and the universe has your back and I have your back and this whole community, Roxy Talks here, has your back. If you want to join in the conversation with your friends here in the community, head to my website, roxytalks.com/forum and catch up with your people, share your ideas, share your meditations. Oh yeah, we're talking about meditating with fire. Something that is intriguing to me. Maybe that's my Leo rising coming out. Any hoodles, I love you. You got this. If you'd like to speak with me one-on-one to help you get yourself on track, pinpoint what's going on in your situation, your affirmations, your limiting beliefs, what have you. One-on-one coaching is available at my website, roxytalks.com. I've also got self-study courses that you can get started on right away as my calendar tends to fill up pretty quickly. So, and there's free stuff that you can get there as well. Connect with your peeps, listen to some music, affirmations, meditations, ebooks, videos, all kinds of content to help you stay on track with your manifestations and keep doing the damn thing. I love and appreciate you so much. If you enjoy this podcast, please give it a nice rating. We're all raising our vibrations together. You have the power. I believe in you. Thank you so much. I love you. I will see you next time.